It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds which may be a little different from our own. The Reverend Rick Behrens is pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, Kansas. And Rick, always good to have you here. Welcome back.
Steve, thank you.
Well, you've been pretty busy already this month, beginning with one of the hottest tickets in town, the MLS Cup game last weekend. Did you stick it out to the very bitter end in that very bitter cold?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't have been anywhere else at that time. It was an incredible moment. It's like a fairy tale come true for those of us who have been season ticket holders since the inception of the league in 96, you know. It was amazing when they moved to Wyandotte County, when the club moved to Wyandotte County. It was amazing when they built the best stadium in the country in Wyandotte County. It was amazing this year when we got to host the qualifiers and the MLS All-Star game, and now to win the cup at home. Oh, my God. It was fantastic.
So you've been with them since 96?
Yeah. We've been season ticket holders all along.
Where does that come from in your life? I mean, why soccer?
I started playing soccer when I was in seminary at like 22 years old. Started playing indoor soccer.
You were ahead of your time, Rick.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But have just enjoyed the game. I came to love the international game when through the Wizards at the time in 97, I won a trip. My wife and I won a trip to the World Cup. In Paris. We got to go to Paris for three World Cup matches in 98. And so from then on, it's been nothing but football, real football for me.
And that last moment when – what if the score had been tied at the end of with the second overtime? Were the goalkeepers – were they about to kick the ball? Is that what was going to happen?
I believe – yeah, that was what was next.
I was watching it at home with my son. We were going nuts.
Yeah, it was an amazing game.
Yeah, just all of that. Yeah. Well, that was on Saturday. And then on Monday, you flew off to Mexico on a sister city visit. What city were you in, and what was the reason for that visit?
Well, we've been Kansas City, Kansas has a sister city relationship with Uruapan, Mexico,
in which is where down there?
State of Michoacan. It's sort of central south. It's in the mountains, an incredibly beautiful area. The people are beautiful. Of course, they stuffed us with all their local food, which was amazing. This is just the climate in the area. It's like, you know, 70 to 80 degrees year round. Just a beautiful place. They treated us like we were princes. I went with Mayor Mark Holland and his wife Julie, and also Father Michael Hermes, who is the president of Bishop Ward High School.
So this wasn't in connection with your church. This was a city thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although, you know, I think what's important is that there are a lot of people in Kansas City, Kansas, who have migrated to Kansas City, Kansas from the state of Michoacan. It's there's a large percentage of our Latino population that hails from there. And so it's an important connection, and Mayor Holland is really interested in really developing that relationship more. There's four sister cities that we have in Kansas City, Kansas, and we really want to work on those.
Well, Rick, if you had a chance to figure out what the theme of your Christmas sermon is going to be this year, I mean, where are you going with yourself and with your church on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
We don't have a Christmas Day service. We have a Christmas Eve candlelight service, and that's pretty traditional and really a nice, quiet evening where we share communion as families and come together.
And the church will be packed that night, I gather.
Yeah. On Christmas Sunday, which is the Sunday before Christmas, we do an improvisational Christmas pageant.
Improvisational?
Yeah. People who come, we just assign them roles, and then we, throughout the service, basically act out the story of the nativity. Hmm. And so, you know, some we'll grab some people and put king's costumes on them and different things.
Well, do you know what you're talking about this year when you have a chance to speak to your flock?
What I talk about every year, which is the incarnation of God's love in our hearts that inspires us to live and work for peace and justice in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How is your congregation faring as we approach this Christmas, you know, this year in 2013? You know, the unemployment numbers coming down, at least nationally. What are you seeing with your folks, and how are they faring these days?
Good. You know, people are positive. There's a lot of hope, and things are good in our neighborhood. Things are really, you know, on the upswing. Always, it's amazing to see the hope that people have, And as they continue to build their families, to build their build the community, to build their businesses on Central Avenue, there's a lot of good things going on.
Hope, even though I assume a lot of those folks have really struggled, Rick, the last few years.
Yeah, I'd say so. But overall, I'd say things are getting better. Of course, we continue to be hopeful for comprehensive immigration reform, which would really raise the level of hope in our community.
We've talked a lot about that on the show.
That would make a tremendous difference, and we're really disappointed that Congress hasn't taken the step forward to make that happen. And it's very disappointing.
That would matter to your people. Why? Why is that so important? Give us a glimpse into that.
Well, I liken it to something in the form of liberation. People would be liberated from their fears, liberated from constraints that prevent them from even getting a driver's license, working freely in the community to build up their families, to build up the neighborhood and the community. It would just be such a liberation for people to be able to come out from the shadows and to fully participate in our community. They want to very much, but it's scary.
You know, in a lot of communities around the metro, people who are listening to this, you know, this topic of immigration reform might come up once in a while. How often does it come up at your church?
Oh, it's it's an ongoing
all the time
ongoing concern, and people are every day. People are impacted by the lack of reform around this subject, and the lack of good quality laws that help people rather than hurt them and cause them to live in fear.
Are there folks whose families are split apart because of the current set of laws who would see their lives change dramatically if a new law passed?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Tell us, without giving names, tell us about one of those families.
Well, there's a family that I've been working with who the father has been deported. The children and the mother are still here, citizen children still here with their mother. And the father is working to get back, but the only legal way back would be, an 8 to 10 year wait. Mm-hmm. Because of
eight
violations.
8 to 10 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's a no-win situation. It's a no-win for the family. It's a no-win for our community. It's a no-win for our country, because we need good, hardworking families in our communities, and these are good people who want to work and want to build up the community.
But you sense, when it comes to the economy, though, that things are beginning to lift a little bit. Am I hearing that right? Are you seeing that amongst the folks who come to your church?
Yeah. Most people are able to find some good work that helps them to feed the family and provide. But things could be better, obviously.
Yeah. You know, a few years ago, I think maybe 20 years ago, you wrote a play titled Christmas at Denny's. And this will become a part of your services, your holiday services at Grandview Park Presbyterian. Tell us about Breakfast at Denny's.
It's actually
Christmas at Denny's.
It's actually Christmas at Lenny's.
At Lenny's. Okay.
I changed it to protect the the innocent,
I thought it was a typo here. Yeah.
No. It started, I don't know if you remember, back in the early 90s, the problems that the Denny's restaurant chain had. They settled a class action lawsuit, I believe, in 1994 for over $50 million for prejudicial behavior on the part of management and staff toward African Americans who would come, particularly in restaurants in the South. Mm-hmm. That gave me the idea to write this play, a dinner theater that takes place in a Lenny's restaurant has a lot of odd characters that come in on a Christmas Eve. Also, there was a song that was written by a guy named Randy Stonehill called Christmas at Denny's, so that further inspired me to create this dinner theater experience, and we're doing it Saturday night. We did it last Friday night, and we're doing it again this Saturday night at 6:30 at the church. It's a dinner theater. It's $15 for adults, $5 for kids.
Yeah.
And, we'd love to have people come.
The doors open at 6 on Saturday evening, right?
Yeah, it's a fun evening. We had a great time. We had a full house a week ago, and we expect a full house, standing room only, for this Saturday night, too.
You are writer, director, and actor, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess they call that a triple threat of some sort.
Well, that's the Reverend Rick Behrens. He's pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church on Wilson Boulevard in Kansas City, Kansas. More information about the church is available at grandviewpark.net. Rick, great holiday. Have it for us, and thanks for coming by to see us, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
You bet.
But But somewhere down the road, I gave up that fight. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas at dawn.